In the field of NLP, we don't give specific physiologies specific predetermined meanings. This is how NLP differs from the research into body language from the early 1970s. That kind of research said that, for instance, if somebody had their arms folded, then they weren't interested in what you were saying, they were blocking you out. If they scratched their nose, then they were lying, those kind of things. Which, from an NLP point of view, would be taken as being overly generalized. So we start out with a blank piece of paper, and we don't assume that any particular physiology means any particular thing for a particular person. The only way that we can work out what a particular physiology means for the person who sat in front of us is to calibrate it for that person. So when we know that the person is thinking one particular thing, we can calibrate the physiology of that. If they then change their thinking to something else, we can calibrate how their physiology changes. Once we've calibrated it, once we see the physiology, then we know what the person's thinking about. We also know when they move from thinking about one thing to something else. So the whole issue of sensory acuity in NLP is about calibration. Nothing means anything until you've calibrated it for a particular person in the particular situation that you're working with.